90.5 WKAR in Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Last week, as much as 1,600 gallons of oil spilled into Lake Michigan from the BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, 20 miles from Chicago. After a week-long cleanup, authorities say they found no further trace of spilled oil in the area. However, the political ramifications of the spill are likely to remain long after this incident. The BP refinery processes oil from tar sands found in Canada. Tar sands contain thick petroleum that's gaining popularity as a new energy source. New technology is making it easier to mine tar sands, but some worry that could increase the likelihood of more spills like the one last week. Lyman Welch is the Water Quality Program Director for the Alliance for the Great Lakes. He's also an attorney specializing in environmental law. He's here to talk with us today about the issues around shipping tar sand crude oil on the Great Lakes. Mr. Welch, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The BP refinery in Whiting has only been processing Canadian tar sands a little less than a year now. Were there safety concerns prior to this spill?
There have been concerns generally with our spill response and prevention procedures in the United States and Canada in the Great Lakes. Last year, the Alliance of the Great Lakes released a report that pointed out gaps in our region's methods to prevent oil spills and respond to them. Particularly, our procedures don't do well, and really the Great Lakes are not prepared to respond to heavy oil, which can sink to the bottom and be very difficult to remove.
What's the attraction of tar sand crude oil? Why is it getting so much attention these days?
We're seeing much attention from industry because there are large reserves of these heavy, dirtier tar sands oils available in Canada, and the industry is looking to have these tar sands refined into petroleum and other petroleum products in the Midwest. There's an economic demand for more petroleum, and given the cost to extract the tar sands, it's now become very feasible to make a great deal of profit by extracting tar sands and shipping them into the Midwest for refining and shipment elsewhere.
And is tar sand crude relatively abundant then?
There are a great deal of reserves, and we're seeing a great interest in expanding capacity to move the tar sands for refining. Many companies are proposing to expand pipelines, and since the pipeline capacity is not able to handle the demand, industry is looking to move tar sands oils using other methods, such as rail shipment, and they're now also exploring shipment on the Great Lakes by vessel, and that's a risk that we have raised through our report and a real concern to the Great Lakes. Currently, there's no tar sand shipment taking place by vessel on the Great Lakes. And since the Great Lakes provide drinking water and recreation to more than 40 million people in the region, a spill in the Great Lakes of tar sands oil would be devastating.
Is tar sands crude more destructive when spilled than other forms of petroleum?
As we saw in 2010 with a leak from an Enbridge pipeline into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan, the tar sands oils are a much dirtier form of crude, and they're heavier than water. So when a tar sands oil spills into water, it sinks to the bottom, and it is very difficult to remove. After that spill, Enbridge and the company have spent over $1 billion and over 3 years trying to clean up the tar sands oils that were spilled in the Kalamazoo River. And still, nearly 20% of that oil spill remains at the bottom of the river and may never be fully cleaned up.
We're talking with Lyman Welch. Lyman Welch is the Water Quality Program Director for the Alliance for the Great Lakes. We're talking about the fallout from last week's oil spill from a BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, into Lake Michigan. This particular refinery has weathered some controversy in the past. What's been its environmental and regulatory track record?
Well, the BP Whiting Indiana refinery is one of the largest refineries on the Great Lakes. And several years ago, when BP proposed expanding its facility to process the tar sands crude oil, there was a great deal of controversy over emissions into the Great Lake and into the air from the new facility. Eventually, BP agreed to limit its discharges of pollutants, including mercury, to what its previous permit has been. But environmental groups and the regulators had to press further on air emissions and pollution from the new facility to get agreements to limit the amount of pollution from that facility. As you know, BP upgraded its processes and refinery to handle these new, heavier tar sands oils. It shows us that with this recent spill, that even with the most modern and up-to-date facility, there still is a risk of oil spills into Lake Michigan and the Great Lakes of these heavier tar sands oils.
Does BP want to increase the production out of the Whiting facility?
Yes, that was the purpose of the upgrade, was to increase its production and to handle these heavier, dirtier oils and process them at the refinery.
Is BP still sanctioned or fined due to the 2010 Gulf spill? Is that relevant here?
Yes, the company as a whole is responsible following the BP spill into the Gulf, and regulators are looking at that as they are looking at all of BP's operations within the company. So it does bear some impact. But BP faces independently fines and penalties for this spill, because oil spills are prohibited under the Clean Water Act and the Oil Pollution Prevention Act requirements here.
And what's next, in your view?
There continues to be increased demand by industry to move tar sands. And the real unanswered question here is, how will industry ensure the safety of these shipments as there's more demand to bring tar sands crude oil into the Midwest? Right now, still, the shipment on the Great Lakes by vessel of tar sands has not been, begun. And it's a real opportunity for the region as a whole, since this affects both the United States and Canada around the Great Lakes, to have a discussion and decide whether it's appropriate for tar sands crude oil to be shipped by vessel on the Great Lakes. For BP, right now it looks like we were pretty lucky with this spill. It was a relatively smaller spill, discovered quickly and happened near the shoreline. And all those factors made it much easier to address this spill from the BP refinery than it would be to address a deep water spill that occurred farther from the coast of the Great Lakes of this tar sands oil that sinks to the bottom. So right now the government officials, EPA and the Coast Guard, are nearly wrapping up their oversight of the spill response by BP. It looks like the spill has been fairly well cleaned up, and now the attention will turn to see that BP provides a full accounting so that we understand the real cause of this spill and what BP will be doing to prevent future spills like this. And of course, the government agencies will be following through on fines and penalties and to ensure that BP fully accounts for the damage caused by this spill.
Lyman Welch is the Water Quality Program Director for the Alliance of the Great Lakes. We've been talking about shipping tar sands crude oil on the Great Lakes and the recent spill out of BP Whiting in Indiana. Mr. Welch, thank you.
Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.